Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That was Mike Vrabel, borderline gushing about Drake May on the Rich Eisen podcast. Have we noticed there's been a little uptick, Fitzy, in the praise from the head coach for the quarterback?
Yeah, it's weird because we were trained, or at least raised as football fans, to believe that, you know, treating him just like everybody else and keeping him on the level of the other 52 was the best way to, you know, to get him to want to prove you wrong and to drive forward and achieve greater.
Yeah. The other day, I think I even heard Vrabel was asked a question about accuracy for Drake May and said something like, well, part of it's elite talent or elite ability, something like that. And, you know, for a while there, we were wondering, when does Drake May get a game ball? How come the coach won't praise him as much as he's praising some of the other guys? And I was like, well, my theory was he holds him to a high standard and he's expecting. And now maybe he's realized, well, maybe it is time to praise him. He's done some. I've been seeing these stats, too. He's always included with Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady on these lists because he has turned a little corner there.
You know what I find interesting, guys, though, is did anybody see this coming in training camp?
Nope.
Was any?
No.
I mean, we went out to practices, but not as much as, you know, our friends in the media. And nobody was ever really feeling good about Drake's performances this summer. So it kind of is like, holy crap, this has all happened so fast.
And that is a difference. Well, there's a few differences, but that's a difference between him and Mahomes. That year when Mahomes, his second year, first year as a starter, there was MVP talk before the season started. I forgot where exactly, but even like his odds were pretty good. And you're like, the guy's never played and you're giving him odds to win the MVP based on some of that stuff, stories out of practice things beat writers were talking about.
There were no stories from practice about anything he did special.
A couple one-offs. Like, there were plays. Remember the Pop Douglas play where he rolled out and he chucked it down the field to Pop? And there were a couple one-off plays, but not a, oh, my God, Drake May is going to light the league up.
He was just killing the defense today.
Now, part of that could be he was facing a pretty good defense some of the time. Part of it is I do think this has evolved.
Yeah.
You know, him and Josh. Like, remember week one? Week one sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Week one wasn't fun. Week one had us questioning things. You, Ted Johnson, were questioning it.
I was befuddled.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
So this has evolved since then, and maybe they took the training wheels off. Maybe the light went off, and he and Josh had some, like, moment where they just kind of connected.
I think, you know where I think things changed? Is when you asked him if winning was
important. Son of a bitch. I knew where you were going.
You know, I think when you said, you know, asked him if winning was important, I think, you know, he just said,
he realized it finally was.
You know what? I'm so mad.
I'm going to show that guy.
Watch this.
He went, oh, shoot, it's time for me to care again.
I think we just had a moment, though, because you just said, you know when it started, and I knew immediately you were going to go to that question.
I too much time.
I knew immediately.
The ball busting begins at 4.
Absolutely. So, Ted Johnson.
Yes.
It's your time to shine.
Oh, I'm on the hot seat now.
It's your time to tell me What's special about this game? Build it up. Tell me exactly what the matchups are. Will there be any pull and pin running plays?
Oh, I like that. I love the idea of a pull pin.
Play action pass. Are the linebackers for Cleveland going to be as dumb as the linebackers for Tennessee and run way up to the line of scrimmage and just let guys open behind him?
Okay, is this my time?
Yeah, let's go. I filled you up.
The list of things that you're trying, you know, they're important in this game. What would you say? The number one thing is?
Pass protection.
More specifically.
Left tackle.
More specifically,
Miles Garrett.
Where the hell is Miles Garrett?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Somebody's got to know football on this show. I
said pass protection. He's their best pass rusher.
If I'm the offense, every single time you break that red air break, you go to the line. Where is Miles Garrett? MG, yes. Where's he at? MG's right here, everybody. Right here. See him right here. And make sure everybody knows where Miles Garrett is and make sure you have a plan to block him. That's what I would do.
Tua literally says that. I can't see over you guys. Where's Miles Garrett?
So that's the biggest game issue for this game is Miles Garrett because it's one of those deals where he, not every sack, not every pressure is the same. You don't want him to have a game-wrecking play.
Right.
Right? In a worst critical time. That he forces a turnover. So always know where Miles Garrett is on every single play. You know what was fun to watch when I played for Coach Parcells is if there was a big defensive end or an edge rusher that we were playing against, and we had some young tackle that was starting that week, he would just go to that young tackle all week long and just kind of chirp in his ear. Are you ready? And he wouldn't even be a young guy. He'd be some more of an established guy. Like maybe even a Bruce. You're going to let Bruce Smith handle you today, Army? What are you going to do? Are you going to show up for this game? Or are you going to let Bruce do what he did to you? I'm just curious the mind game that's going on with Vrabel and Will Campbell. Is he psyching him? How is he getting him? Because that would be – it's number one, two, and three on your priority list is knowing where he is and stopping him. So – honestly, the Browns offense, please. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's up there with the Tennessee Titans offense. It's just nothing to worry about. But this is the defense is legit. They have the best pass rush in the NFL. They only allow a league low 270 yards per game. Their pass defense is ranked third in the NFL in passing yards allowed. Number one in time to the quarterback. So they get to the quarterback very, very fast. And can you remember some of the game? Like, what do you do? What did the Patriots used to do? It drove me nuts because I would pump up J.J. Watt when I was down in Texas.
Yeah.
And they'd come play the Patriots. And J.J. wouldn't even touch Tom.
Yep.
He couldn't even touch him. What do you do against a guy that is as dominant and is as quick and as explosive as Miles Garrett?
Quick pass game, slants behind him.
You get the ball out fast.
So that's why I think Giardi brought up like Pop Douglas. Could you have the short passing game, especially against some man-to-man coverage? Yep. He can get open, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. If he's ready, that also worries me because we've seen plays where Pop Douglas and Drake May don't always perfectly align or click.
I almost think Steph Diggs kind of, short to intermediate. But so exactly right, Andy. Get the ball out fast, okay? So almost like a Miami game plan, where the ball's going to the running backs quick.
Yep.
And then let them catch and run. Screens and draws. That slows them down. A lot of pass rushers, they don't care about the run. They just – Wade Phillips, I love Wade. I'd ask him about, J.J., a little undisciplined, He goes, Ted, he'll stop the run on his way to the quarterback. That was his attitude. So he'll stop the run. And that's kind of what Miles Garrett is. So what do you do to exploit that? Screens and draws. Get the ball out fast. That's how you counter an edge rusher like Miles Garrett. And I liked your comparison. You compared him to somebody, and it's funny. I've always thought, who would be the one guy that Willie McGinnis would be intimidated of? Who would, because Willie McGinnis is one of the most intimidating people you've ever been.
Yes, he is.
Who would intimidate Willie? I think Miles Garrett, Mike. I think Miles Garrett is a bigger, stronger, faster, meaner version of Willie McGinnis.
See, Willie, he said it, not me. That's
and
your
Willie,
former
and
teammate.
I love you, bud. But I don't think he would. I don't think he would disagree.
And he is. I mean, you just look at what he has that same visual imposing figure, but he's just a better all-around athlete and a better all-around playmaker.
Bigger.
He's like, you know what he is? He's like the, you know, they do the 1.0 and the 2.0. He's like the new generation. You know, 20 years later, we came up with the upgraded 2.0 version of Willie.
It's like a Game of Thrones. Like, you have the one dragon, and then there's another dragon that's bigger than the one dragon. It's crazy. So so that's the something you really, just where the hell is Myles Garrett? That's kind of the biggest. And can we continue the run game that was so successful last week? That offensive line.
I don't know. Can we?
It's going to be tough. It's going
to
be tough.
A lot tougher than last week. You go from bottom of the league to top of the league.
But they got something going, man. You could just see the surge was so much better last week versus any game they had played all season long.
So take me inside, because you famously said, the Patriots are going to start Will Campbell and Jared Wilson next to each other, and you went, feast. Isn't that what Jim Schwartz and Myles Garrett and Mason Graham are saying? So how do you counter that? Like, are we going to see just get the ball out fast?
It's that simple.
We're not going to see more tight ends over there, chipping backs.
You'll see tight ends over there. You'll see chipping. You'll see you'll see Hunter Henry kind of do some short motion where he settles right at the kind of edge of the tackle and then get on to Myles Garrett so he has a little momentum.
Yep.
You'll see little things like that. But more than anything, you go away from him, a lot of boots away from, right? And then you do the draws, the screens, and the ball's out fast. That's really
– Screens at him?
You know,
he's long.
Yeah,
I worry about screens over the top of him or at him.
Because you know what you do? You know, so if you run a screen to him, invite him upfield. And so left tackle, Will Campbell's, he plays possum. Come on, buddy. Come on. And he hits, you know, and he just like lets him get run over. And then that's where you have your seam to hit a big play. So, yeah, I would run screens at him for sure.
And Jared Wilson is a part of this because I thought he was not very good last week.
He had a rough one.
And he's going to be a part of this. And it's not just Myles Garrett. They're a good front. Mason Graham is a good young player in that front. So do you think they will attack those guys schematically or over? Like, are they going to F with those guys?
Yeah. And I wonder if it's, you know, you do counter misdirection. You do angle blocks, right? You don't just do double teams on them.
Right.
Like you hit them from the side and then pull the guy around. So they got to fight over blocks. You make life harder on those guys than just let's see who's tougher and double team, because they'll kill your double team. And one little stat I find it interesting. How about this? The last 3 years, the Browns defense, the last 3 years, the Browns defense on the road gives up. Can you
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Can you guess how many points they give up per game on the road for the last 3 years?
14.7.
Okay.
I had no idea. I was just guessing blind. Fitzy,
you got a guess?
I'll go 17.
It's 30 points. They give up 30 points a game on the road. At home, they give up 17 for the last 3 years.
You sure that's right?
Yeah, I'm positive. Look it up.
Dan Ball, look it up.
Thanks, Andy.
You're telling me the Browns give up 30 points per game on the road?
For the last 3 years combined, yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
I might need to change my pick.
The game is at Gillette, right?
It is absolutely at Gillette, where the Patriots stink.
So there's a little little tidbit for you. So that's all I got.
We haven't really gotten into that with you. Do you care that they aren't winning at home? Do you care that winning at home is now sort of a a cloud, an idea, a topic? Did you buy into home field advantage as a player?
Of course I did. Oh, are you kidding me? Of course. But that was a different time. It's kind of like it was interesting to see the transformation of how the in-game experience has been at the old Foxborough Stadium to the Gillette to where all the winning, the red seats,
the
kind of got soft.
The wine and cheese
crowd.
You know,
the pink hats.
Yeah.
So it's, you know what? You got to start winning to get the fervor back, you know, to get people kind of like when those mid-90s teams, when we were building something, it was insane at Foxborough Stadium, right? Those mid-90s teams, it was hype.
Yep.
And so you got to, you know, they're building something. The fans want to see you build something. And so, okay, I think it's going to take time. But so I'm not worried about that right now. You got to earn it by winning games. And you know, if it was still an issue after this year and they're winning home games, then I'd be like, let's go, home crowd, let's go.
Fitzy, I think you people, are ready for this. I do, because I think this is sort of the last little shred of uncertainty of not quite diving all the way in. I think people looked at this Browns game against this defense and Myles Garrett. But if he comes out, and by he, I mean him, Drake May, and there's a big play early, and it's like, oh, we're going to do it against the Browns too. I do think that home crowd is ready to kind of really 2 feet jump on board.
100%. And this three-game stretch that we've been discussing all week is being a real test, this obviously being the first of the three tests. If they can navigate all of these things, you have a great defense with a cruddy offense in Cleveland. Next week, you have a very good defense and an intermittently productive offense in Atlanta. Then you go on the road to a beatable defense, but a dynamic offense at times with the Buccaneers. You're going to face almost every level of team competing in this very, mid sort of parity laden NFL, Andy. If the Patriots can emerge from this, never having gotten socks blown off, never spitting up on their own shoes and making their fans proud, I think after this three-game stretch in mid-November, that's when you can officially say, hey, postseason, watch out. These Patriots are ready to party.
You know, Fitzy's bringing up a good point. Like, okay, it might be the best test for this team for because the overall, I don't know, talent of the team. But each unit can have a test week to week, right? And the offense is being tested, I think, probably the most it's been tested all year. I agree with you. I think it's a harder test against this front than going into Buffalo against that Buffalo defense. So I think, you know, I think it's an interesting test for this offense to see where they're at. I'd like to see the defense get tested a little bit more, you know, kind of exploited a little bit more. So just to kind of show people where they, I think they truly are, but it's the best test this offense will have up to this point so far.
I was just going to say next week real quick. You get that test, Andy, in the form of a number one wide receiver in Drake London and inarguably top five back in the NFL in Bijan Robinson.
There you go.
617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. We got a couple Steves waiting to chat. Steve in Wellfleet, what are your thoughts on this Patriots-Browns matchup?
Steve Wellfleet, well, now those guys just covered exactly what I brought up was just if the defense is going to be that strong and you got Garrett, then, you know, what if Josh McDaniels plays this huge role in scheming, against what they're going to be coming at him with. And so those guys just covered it. I actually thought you were answering my question.
That's Ted.
That's Ted and Fitzy, those guys. That's why they're the best in the business. They knew what you were going to ask before you asked it.
We're precogs.
That's right. They nailed it. Nailed the hell out of it.
The offensive coordinator, he doesn't have to play an important role.
He does. Everybody knows that. Everybody thinks except for maybe one person. Seems a little personal. And you're not going to lure me into a feud with Shime again, baby. And I don't have a football in my hand or a visor on my head, so I'm not prepared to yell about that.
You have a JB shirt.
I got a JB shirt on because it's Jalen Brown Day in the city.
The only thing would make that outfit better if you had a Louis Vuitton bucket hat.
You buy me one, I'll wear it. Okay, otherwise, enough. I'm not spending $500 to $800 on a bucket hat. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Steve in the truck. He wants to talk about the Browns defense. What's up, Steve?
There's my guy.
Gentlemen, I spoke to you guys yesterday about the defenses, and you explained to me about the odds, which I understand perfectly. But here's my question. If their defense is so good, why don't they have more wins, number one? And number two, the one thing their defense does that's not great is they give up big plays. If you check out into that, and that runs right up to Drake May's alley. He gets a couple of seconds to throw, and I'm not saying he's going to throw 60 yards down the field, maybe 20, 25 yards, instead of dinking and dunking the whole game, you know what I mean? And if the running game gets going at all, it'll open up that pass game for him. So I got to tell you, my prediction, they win by double digits.
All right, thanks for the call, Steve. You have a clearer phone, but you're echoing Mike Giardi, who said he was getting vibes that there could be some opportunities or chances taken down the field that maybe they'll lean on Drake May to say, Drake, we need you to figure out a way to hold the ball a half tick longer so we can get some play action gain, some behind the safety plays. And they've shown that ability. I wouldn't stop doing that until you're proving they're in heat check mode, in my opinion, with the deep balls and with the big plays. You're like an NBA player. Like,
they're
shoot it.
It.
Logo, baby. Just shoot it. Let it go. See if you
really
are.
It's like a barrel.
Are. It is. Yeah. And you do get the vibe that maybe that is something you're susceptible to, although that's a double-edged sword, because the soon as you ask him, hey, I need you to hold on to the ball and go down the field, that's when somebody puts a helmet in his back, and all of a sudden the ball's rolling around on the ground, and we're talking about turnovers and fumbles and all of those things. So
I'm trying to find explosive plays.
They call them X plays.
Yeah,
maybe
X
if you
plays.
Look for X plays, it's okay, totally
I'll,
different.
I'll look for that now.
So, no, they're not perfect. And to answer your question, Steve, the most important position in football is quarterback. And Fitzy will tell you how many quarterbacks the Browns have had in the last 72 years.
403.
Like, they don't have a quarterback. They drafted a couple this year in the draft. You got one of them, Dylan Gabriel, playing. You got one of them that'll probably get his chance later in Shador.
Could see him on Sunday. Andy, there's no, like, the Patriots defense could stymie Dylan Gabriel to such a point, even though three touchdowns, no interceptions, that you could have a Shador sighting in Foxborough on Sunday.
Oh, really? Man, that would be interesting. Mm.
How would you like that to be where he makes his professional debut, Ted?
That'd be something. I'd like to see Shador. Real quick, side note, did you hear a few weeks ago they asked Prime about his son Shador and what he thought of the Cleveland Browns? He goes, I don't care about the Cleveland Browns. I just care about Shador.
That's great. What a dad.
Like, way to just, you know, that's really going to help your son's cause there,
he
man.
He says and does a lot of things that aren't great for a dad or for a leader of men. And yet he is a well-paid leader of men at your prestigious university,
Ted Johnson.
Yeah, for
four more years. Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Does he make it? We'll see.
He's getting paid for at least four more years.
Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, there's a guy that Ted Johnson loves to talk about, Bill Barnwell. He's got a latest piece on ESPN.com. There's a lot of words, Ted. What is it, TLDR, Fitzy?
Too long, didn't read.
But I read enough of it to see where the Patriots rank among Bill Barnwell's best off seasons. And a little hint, it's very high. We'll get into that next. And the role that is playing with the Patriots being in first place right now in October. That's next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.